Okay. Good morning again. So my name's Fiona. I'm one of the members of Shinfield Baptist Church, and I'm leading your service today. And unfortunately, Wendy isn't here because, as normal, there is an activity. Like Wendy says, you always make us work when you leave the service. But she's not here. We'll pray for her later and others. So, Catherine, you have an announcement. Would you like to come and do your announcement?
Okay, so details for the big quiz have now been finalised, so you should have leaflets on your table. This will be on Saturday the 24th of November. We're going to be looking for teams of 4 to 6 people, so if you can get a team of friends together. If you could let us know if you want to come, because we're going to be doing soup and a roll as a supper as well, so it would be good to know numbers. So that's it really. Have a look at the leaflet, get a team together. There's an email address on there, or come and speak to me. And hopefully we can have a good evening and raise some money for Tear Fund. I'm going to be doing a raffle as well, so if anyone's got any raffle prizes, then please let me know and bring those along. Thank you.
Okay, Mike, you had something as well you wanted to say.
Thank you, Fiona. Hello, good morning.
Morning. Morning.
Fantastic breakfast, isn't it?
Yes.
You're all enjoying it?
Yes.
I'm going to bring down the tone a little bit by talking about... I'm going to be serious, that's what I mean to say. This young lady here is a 15-year-old... a Nigerian girl called Leah Cheribu, and she was amongst a group of 110 teenagers that were kidnapped by Boko Haram, which is part of the IS group. Anyway, I'm bringing her to your attention so we can pray for her afterwards, because she is in imminent danger of being killed by them. Because she was actually captured back in February, and the group that she was with were all released through pressure from the Nigerian government. But Leah is a very courageous lady. She was the only Christian amongst the group, and she refused to denounce her Christian beliefs. Therefore, she's still held captive. And because of the time scale and one thing or another, her mother has pleaded with the Nigerian government. Many people have written to the High Commission in the Nigerian Commission in London. But still, it looks as though unless our prayers are answered, she will unfortunately be killed. So I'd like everybody to join me with me now and praying for Leah. Dear Lord, we bring Leah Cheribu before you now. As you know, she's in imminent danger, and we just ask for your safety over her, Lord. We pray that she will be released, and that not only her, but some other teenagers that are also held captive for a much longer period, a couple of adults as well. But we bring them all before you now, Lord, and pray that they will be released and she will be released unharmed. And we ask this, Lord, in your precious name. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Mike. Okay, we're going to start with a traditional harvest song. We plough the fields and scatter. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Take your seat. And we are definitely blessed with the rain today. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Okay, so I've got a little quiz to start with, talking about all good things around us. I must say, this is rather fantastic. Who made this?
Kelly.
Where's she?
Hello.
And look, she's serving again. Hey, this is fantastic. Did you make this?
Yes.
That's amazing. That was great.
It was her first go as well, Fiona.
Oh. Okay, so. So on my tray, I have an array of unusual fruit and vegetables. And I would like you to tell me what they are. I'm going to start with a nice easy one. This is one of my favourite things. What's this? Poi.
Pomegranate.
Well done. What about this little gem hiding in its leaves? What's this? Oh, what's this? Oh, it's coming to you. It's coming to you. It's not a kiwi. It's a Chinese gooseberry or a physalis. It's called. Well done. Okay, now another nice easy one. Very tasty ginger. Well done. I love this one. I just think it looks amazing. What's this?
Fennel.
Fennel. Well done. Okay, have a little.
Passion fruit.
Well done. It's a passion fruit. It hides an exciting inside. That's what I'll say. The outside doesn't. Represent what it's actually like inside. It's amazing inside. Are you doing very well? This one.
Papaya.
Who got that? Ooh. Have you picked them from a tree and eaten them fresh?
We used to eat a lot of them.
Oh, okay. Getting a little trickier now. It's not a parsnip. It's not celery. It's part of the radish family, would you believe it or not? It's called mooli. It's mooli and it's part of the radish family. It's also known as daikon. I had to look it up. Okay, this one. Cassava, well done. Cassava, part of the plantain type thing. And finally, I have to look how to say this. Right, there's this one. This is part, in our family we have words that we like, and kerkabitacea is one of the words that we like in our family. And this is part of the kerkabitacea family. Anyone know what a kerkabitacea is? A kerkabitacea is like a gourd or a cucumber. So this is part of the kerkabitacea family. Anybody like to hazard a guess as to what it's called?
A marrow?
No, it's not easy. It's a bit like a marrow, because marrow is part of the kerkabitacea. I love that word. Family. You will all go home now knowing the word kerkabitacea. My mission is done. Okay, this is a doody. I just love the name. It's a doobie. Okay, well done. So, the reason I brought all these things, it is amazing. We have harvest, and in olden times, even I remember the olden times, we didn't used to get all these wonderful things all year round. You got things in seasons. You got strawberries in summer. You didn't get strawberries in November or December, you got them seasonal. Lots of fruit and vegetables seasonal. Due to globalisation, we can now have everything all year. It might cost more when it's not in season in our country because it's been flown or shipped from somewhere else. But we have seasons. And I was amazed. Like, I went to Asda yesterday and I was just like, phenomenal array of fruit and vegetables available all year round. And that's because God provides us with all the weather and the growing facilities to provide this food. So, what we're going to do now, this is one of my favourite harvest songs. You can tell I'm a primary school teacher when you sing this song. Okay, we are going to sing Harvest Samba.
Yes, don't
you? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, see? Yeah. Right, now, on the apples. Harvest is a time when we thank God for the food that he provides for us. And we have many things to thank God for, many things to think about at harvest time. So I'm going to go through a little bit of some of those now. We celebrate harvest because the farmers have collected all the food that's grown in the fields and gardens this year. And some of you have grown them on allotments, various in your back gardens. I know the Fouts have a market garden in their back garden, it feels like sometimes. And so you grow them yourself and you appreciate them. You watch them grow, you nurture them. And that's like God with us. He nurtures us, he watches us grow as we spend time with him, make an effort with him, and he will nurture and grow us the same way that the fruit and vegetables grow with the sun and the rain and the nutrients. So, as I said earlier, we had strawberries in June, we had wheat and cereals in July and August, and the apples and other fruits in September, like plums and pears. We thank God for the sun and the rain that has helped the crops to grow and provide us with the food we eat. Now, I have to rearrange the letters. So, now we have ha. I'm going to say thank you God for the food that we have. We have fantastic food here for those that don't have as much of us, that will go to ready food to be distributed to people that need, unfortunately, have to use food banks because they don't have enough to eat. So thank you for all of you for bringing that, because you have enough and you've shared it. That's fantastic. We're very lucky in this country that most of us have enough food. We have the sun and the rain and the warmth, and God has provided these conditions for us to grow our food. So, ha. Okay, gonna rearrange again. Eat. It's very clever. I love this. Eat. You never knew there were so many words out of harvest. When we eat our food, we should say thank you to God. So often, when we have our food at home, we give thanks for our food before we eat it. And I'm sure lots of you do that as well. We thank God for what we've got on our plates and in our cupboards. And the fact that we are able to go to shops and supermarkets and purchase food. As we eat it and enjoy its taste, we must remember to thank the farmers and the people that have produced the food from all over the world. We have food in our cupboards from all over the world, not just in this country. And we need to remember all the people that have worked hard to provide that food for us. And shopkeepers, even Mr. Asda and Mr. Marks and Spencer's or wherever you buy your food. And also for the people that cook the food we eat. So, you should thank your mums and dads, or yourselves if you have to cook yourself. Yeah, I cooked a meal. But anyway, so you just need to, you know, give thanks. When we eat, don't just wolf it down and not think about it. Maybe later today when you're eating, have a think about where all the different things have come from, all the different people that have made that happen, the people in the factories that have produced your food, the people that have delivered your food if you have it delivered, the people that have put it on the shelves in the shop. There's so many people that are involved so we can eat. And often we don't think about it. We just take the food out of the cupboard, put it on our plates. We don't necessarily think about all the effort that's gone into producing that food. Okay, got to be a majority. Produce the farmers. The farmers have been really, really busy. They work before it's light until after it's dark. They're, you know, in harvest time, they are working 14, 16, 18 hours a day. You know, they get up really early every day, some of them, and milk our cows so that we've got milk to put in our teas and coffees and on our cereals and in our glasses. You know, they need their rest as well. So, and hopefully, it's calmed down a little bit now. They've done the harvest and they can rest. They've got all the wheat and the grain in before the rain. And it was a really good year for harvest this year. It was a bumper crop, as they say. And we want to thank farmers for all that they do for us. And now, hopefully, think about them having a little bit of rest. Okay, got to rearrange again. This is where you know if I can spell or not. To think about people that are not as lucky as us and who don't have enough food in many parts of the world, and even in Reading and Shinfield, not just many parts of the world, in this country as well, there are people that don't have enough food, that have to rely on food banks or government aid in other countries. And a lot of that reason in other countries is because the harvest has failed. There hasn't been the right conditions to grow the crops. There's either not enough rain, or there's been too much rain, or because of war and conflict, they haven't been able to harvest properly. And we think about those in other countries that don't have enough food. And it would be really good when you're eating your meal later to pray for them as well. Pray for people that don't have enough food. It's amazing the words you can make out of harvest. Share, well done. At harvest time, there's lots of food. It's a time when we share with those who are less fortunate than ourselves. And we've donated goods that will be shared around the Reading area. It could be the elderly, it could be those in poverty. I doubt that this will go to other countries because it's going to Reading food, but some of our government does give aid to other countries. So harvest time is again a time to think about all that we have and what we can do to share the bounty and the goodness that we have with those that have less than us. We could invite someone for a meal. You don't know, that person might not have any food in their cupboard. You might see someone and you think, I'm going to invite that person for lunch today. Just simple things like that, sharing, it's really simple, but it shows God's love in a practical way to people. Mila. So, at harvest time, traditionally, people used to save all their food. They would put their apples up in their loft. They would store their potatoes so that they had enough all through the winter. Now, obviously, we don't necessarily have to do that because we can go to the supermarkets or the shops. And we have fridges and freezers that keep things fresh, so we can go and buy apples every week if we want to. But we used to have to save them, and we used to treasure them. And they used to be like wrapped in newspaper or something and kept from touching each other so that they lasted throughout the winter, so that in spring you could still eat an apple. And we take it for granted now, I think, everything that we can get all year round. But we need to remember that there's some people that don't have that, some people that are stuck. And yeah. How else could we save food in the past? They used to pickle everything. Like now we have pickles, and at Christmas we have lots of things. Like, seems to be the supermarkets have an abundance of red cabbage and cauliflower and spring onions and gherkins and all sorts of things at Christmas, because traditionally that's when you would eat the things that you pickled in the summer, because you would save them for Christmas. And also we have, as we can see here, an abundance of tinned. You can get almost everything in a tin now. You think about all the fruit and vegetables you can get in a tin, the meat, the fish, the spaghetti bolognese in a tin, baked beans and sausages, all sorts of things that you can get in tins now, so that these things are preserved. So it's amazing that tinning was invented. how would we survive without things like tins and fridges and freezers? Like when you go camping, for example, we used to, well, we do go camping, and you buy what you're going to eat for that meal then. You don't have a fridge to keep your milk. You get up early, you buy your pint of milk, you use it all for breakfast and with your coffee, and then you move on. And that's what some people, you know, it is like for them. They have to try and find food for every meal, every day. We realise how blessed we are. I don't know if we do sometimes. It overwhelms me sometimes when I open my cupboards and I see all the food and I just think how blessed I am that I have food in my cupboard and money to buy that food. Went off tangent a bit there, sorry. So I'm going to put it back to Harvest. You'll be pleased to know that countdown has now finished. Okay, so we're back to harvest. And I'd like to pray and thank God for all that we have. Thank you, Lord, that we have the facilities and the capability of food in our cupboards, of purchasing food when we need to. And Lord, I ask that you will bless those that don't have that at this time. And Lord, may we be challenged when we open our cupboards and see how much bountiful food we have. May we be challenged to think of those that have less than us. May we be challenged to invite someone for dinner who might have less than us. May we be challenged to bring to Ready Food every week. And may we be challenged to donate to charities that feed the starving in foreign lands. Lord, prompt us to think of others at this harvest time. Amen. So now we have another song to sing.
Thank you.
question. Here's what I made earlier. So, you are going to have a tray, and on that tray there are matchsticks, pipe cleaners, felt, googly eyes, potatoes. You are going to make a potato person. You don't have to make a potato person, but the opportunity is there. I have made a bit of a super... Oh, is it Starship Moon? I have made a bit of a superhero. My technical tip is, do not put the legs on until you finish. Because when I put my legs on and then press down, they broke. So, and then, oh, parents also, there are pins to pin things on, so be very careful with the pins. Oh, adults as well, be careful with them. You don't want any blood. And then you'll be able to take your potato person home and cook them for your lunch, if you so desire. I would remove the pins and matchsticks first. I thought googly eyes would just peel off, so you're all right, so you don't have any PVA glue to consume later. Okay, so, Louise, would you help me distribute trays?
I'm not eating. Thank you.
That's what I'll say. And of course, Mike, would you like to stand up and show us what you did? So he obviously thinks he is a potato and decided to take away himself. Okay, some of them are fantastic. We have Mr. Go Compare over here. In fact, this trio is rather fantastic. What I suggest is we leave them and people wander around and look at them. But, yeah, there's a whole trio over there. There are some very creative people. We have Elizabeth here, look. It's even got makeup on. Fantastic. Okay. Back to reality. Sorry, folks. Now you've made your potato people. We're going to have the announcements before the final song. So, Sally Ann.
I'm just going to bring it up here because a very important part of this announcement is a little boy here called Samuel. So I don't know if you can just lift Samuel up a little bit. And Lillian. Come around. Everyone just come around. Good. Okay, so many of you know that tomorrow we are starting Rainbow Tots here. And actually, although unfortunately Samuel and Lillian are not going to be able to come to Rainbow Tots, but they are very much the inspiration for Rainbow Tots beginning, because a few months ago Nathan was delivering leaflets for the Easter service, and it was a divine appointment, as we call it, because Nathan knocked on Lillian's door and they met, and then we went round again a few days later and we met again. And here is Lillian. But at the time, I think it's fair to say, Lillian, you just had Samuel, you didn't know many people, you just moved into Shinfield, into one of the new homes, and you were kind of a bit lonely, is that fair to say? A bit lonely, yeah. And we didn't have a toddler group then, so we kind of rustled one together, didn't we, Shannon? thanks to the lovely people on Thursday morning, Maggie and Francis and Sandra, who welcomed us on a Thursday morning, and there were sort of four or five of us. A little bit depressed, so Lillian was feeling a bit low, and we kind of really sensed in this that God was saying, I think it's time to start a baby and toddler group. And so, with a huge amount of help from Charlene, who's been absolutely amazing, at a time when Gary is in America, she's been looking after the kids all on her own and been incredibly busy. So thank you, Charlene, for all that you've been doing. But we are finally ready to go, and very, very excited. So please do be praying for us. I'm secretly hoping we're not going to have too many. Normally that way around, is it? Just have a bit of a soft start. We have a lovely cake baked by Sarah. Charlene says that at toddler groups, they do love it if you have home cooking. So if anybody else wants to get the old baking skills out, that'd be great. But do be praying for this. So thank you very much.
Sandra, would you
come on
and pray?
So Sandra's going to come and pray for toddlers, pray for Wendy, pray for other members of our fellowship before our final song.
Sorry, I stayed on my bed because, as you know, I've been on holiday. Thank you to you all, because if I hadn't, you hadn't given me my 70th birthday last year, I would never have been going away. So I turned call food. So I've put a bit of weight, so I thought, excuse me. Though I'm expanding all the time, anyways, but thank you so much. I have got some photographs, but I won't bore you with them because there's loads. But I will do a little clip and ask Nathan's permission one Sunday maybe to show it. Because you took loads, you know, like you do, you're all kicking away. And you can tell the difference between the ones I took and Faye, because I've got head and Faye. Nothing. and I'll miss him or something. I'm not a David Bain, but my daughter's got some lovely photographs, so I will do it. I was going to try and do it for Harvest, but I didn't realise it was this Sunday, so you'll have to wait a few weeks, so we're doing November sometime. So thank you so much, because we had a wonderful time. We both really, really wound down and enjoyed it and relaxed and swam and just ate lots and lots, as I said, of the time eating. So I just want to thank you all that just so generously give us so that we could have a holiday abroad. So it paid for me, it didn't pay for my daughter and my aunt, it was just very sad to have said, but it paid for me to go away. So I'm really, really grateful. So thank you very, very much. So I just want to thank God for everything. Because while I was away, it made me appreciate how much we do have. Since I've been back, it's just been amazing how God's just been speaking to me about just the creation. You know, you come to church in the morning, I come along Tuesday morning to the minister's prayer meeting, and this sun in the sky was absolutely fantastic. And I was bowled away by it. I mean, I was trying to sit like this in the car, because being tiny, even the visors come down, you're too small, so I'm trying to sit like this because it was so bright, but just the warmth of it and just seeing how magnificent it was. And God created that, but he also created us, and he loves us regardless of what we're doing or what we're thinking or how we're behaving. Sometimes he doesn't stop loving us, he loves us unconditionally. So I've just been praising him for everything around us. As I say, we've had a dry time, but winter, you know, the winter's coming in, but rain. But I just thought this morning, everything looks much more refreshing. My flowers are sort of standing up a bit more. They were laying like this at one time. So, you know, we just have to thank God for all the seasons, not just the weather, but in our own life. You know, we go through difficult times, go through good times. So just thank God for everything. So, sorry, you just asked me to pray, but I've offered on as usual. I do apologise. So I will pray for everybody now. Father God, we just thank you for everything that you give us. Father God, it's so, it just blows our mind away that you love us so much and you give us so, so much. As harvest, as Fiona's shown us this morning, the harvest, you don't think, I didn't think about people preparing the food and getting to the supermarket. But there's so many people we need to thank for, Father, especially for the ones who work so hard. So, Father, we just thank you for this abundance of food that we have this year. And we just pray that we will just try and remember those who are not quite so fortunate as us. Lord, as we think about, we think of Wendy this morning, as unfortunately she's poorly. We think it's the tablet she's taking that's making her feel under the weather. Father, we just pray that you will be with her, that she will just feel your love and embrace at this very much time. And for Audrey and Victor, who sadly their health goes up and down, but Father, they know you, and that's the most important thing. They really talk to you and pray to you and they read your word, Lord. So I just ask you to bless them. And Lord, we think of Iris Orchard as well, who's been very poorly this week, Lord. And not seeing her this morning, I presume she's still very poorly. So, Father, those are the only sort of poor people I know, but I'm sure there's many, many others that are not feeling very well today and not knowing how to make it. But Father, even if they're in our families and maybe feeling under the weather, we pray that you'll bless them and you will heal them, not only physically, but mentally and spiritually, Lord. So Father, bless everyone we know, especially the people that my families, my children, our sisters, our brothers, Father, and our neighbours. Let us not forget our neighbours. Perhaps we've got elderly neighbours, maybe we've got young neighbours, the children. But Lord, they need your love and your grace. So Father God, I just ask you to bless them. Most of all, we thank you for your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father.
Thanks, Sandra. Okay, we're going to sing that. We're going to sing our last song. Is that okay? Thank you. And this is just a fantastic, rousing tribute to God, really. And I'd like you to sing with loud voices if you can. And remember, even if you can't sing, I can't sing, but it's a joyful noise unto the Lord. That's what I always remember. Okay, thank you. Sorry? Thank you.
£3. That's all going to Tear Fund, which is a Big Quiz charity, and that's come out on Sunday mornings with the children. They don't just want to talk about Jesus and his love, They actually want to share God's love and grow like Him. So that's Sarah Jane's idea that came from the morning session. So that's what's going on there. So see Sarah Jane, and you can have your name written on it, can't you, Sarah Jane? So it's a designer bracelet, £3 each. You write your name down, she'll do it to order. Or if you don't want your name on it, you can just have a regular one for £2. Yeah.
Well, have one made and put it into your shoebox that you then take.
Yes, fantastic. So do take your potatoes home, do take a seat. Before I say anything else, there's no rush. Do take a moment to sit and enjoy and eat the rest of the food. When sort of, you know, people are going home, if there's a few people, you just clear the tables and chairs up there for Todd's on Monday morning. All the money, by the way, is going to Children's Homes in India Trust. That's a well-regulated children's home. The trustees of whom have been supported in the past. And that helps children who'd otherwise be on the street or wouldn't have any education. So Catherine Gould let us know about that one. So all the money from today's offering, none of that's going to the church. That's all going to Children's Homes in India. So that's a great thing. So thanks for your generosity there. Can we give a round of applause to Fiona and the team who did this morning? It's moments like this, I think, why are they paying me? You know, I do worry slightly. So, absolutely wonderful. Let's pray. God, thank you that you're so good to us. And you're so good to us in giving us one another as well. For all that Fiona and Stephen Rose's G group have done, the people we've chatted to on our tables, but for all this food, all your goodness, we thank you. We pray that everything that we've got and shared today, you'll multiply that and increase the impact of that. We pray for Todd's as well tomorrow. I pray that that would go well too. Amen.
One final thing, I'm going to say my favourite word again. If you would like to take a cocoa bitter sea at home, please feel free if you want to take any of the vegetables on this tray home. Not off here, on here. Okay? Feel free. If you fancy a mooly. Oh, sorry.
Wearing's Bakery gave those three loaves.
Okay.
Yesterday, so they're fresh. Okay,
so if you would like a Wearing's, not the sheep, but if you would like a Wearing's Bakery loaf, make a donation to Tier Fund and it's yours. If you want one of these, if you really fancy a movie, don't know what to do with it, Google it and you'll know. Kirk a bit to see you, yet again. Thank you. Yeah, oh, okay, if you would put a table at the front for your potatoes so you can see how fantastic they are. And that's it. Tea, coffee, eat some more.